everyone. This is Ksenia Montan, and welcome to another special episode of People of Marketing podcast. As you already know, we've just ended our first season, and we'd like to share with you some of the most inspiring and interesting subjects that we debated during the season. Today, let's remember the things marketers would have liked to know at the beginning of their careers. Are you with me? Let's go. First advice comes from Oliver Yonchev, Managing Director at Social Chain. He empowers the younger marketers to have the courage to take risks in their careers and not be afraid of failure.
God, yes, I would.
You totally take the chance.
A lot of things, hindsight and retrospect is an amazing thing.
Yeah,
I would tell my younger self all the winning football results. I would tell my my younger self. You know what I would say to my younger self? I think I've been very fortunate in my life to always have qualities that I think a lot of people that go on to have success in their field often have. I had a really good upbringing in the sense of great loving parents. I would say I've had delusional confidence and belief from a young age. I've always had a good work ethic. So I think like that's an underpinning. What I would say to my younger self is don't worry about, and I think this is the something that all young people should think about and potentially worry about, is don't worry about what other people think. Just do it. I think putting yourself in uncomfortable situations, putting yourself out there, tomorrow's never promised. We only get to live one life, so just go do it. I think hesitation and I think I've seen moments in my life where if I could speak to my younger self, I would have jumped at more opportunities. I would have taken a lot more risks. Actually, compared to I think a lot of people, I probably have taken risks and done a lot. However, I'd double down on that.
On the same note, Brad Jakeman, former president PepsiCo, talks about the advantages of being curious and experimenting at a young age.
It would be that, actually. It would be, I mean, just as you had your experience when I was in my early 20s, I would always be thinking, I mean, I've always been a very ambitious person. And so I've always been thinking, well, what should I do after this job? And maybe I should be working on this account because it's more high profile and that'll give me a better opportunity to get a promotion. And maybe I should work overseas for a while, which ultimately led to my decision to leave Australia, as I said earlier. And so I really operated on a very rigid plan. And when you're in your early 20s, you don't know what opportunities are available to you in the most kind of expansive way. And so making a plan is just, you're constraining yourself by what you know at any moment in time. My advice would be to people starting out in their career, don't worry too much about a plan right now. Think about who you want to become as a leader. What are the values that you want to stay true to through your career? Look to people who inspire you in lots of different spaces and try and learn what got them to where they are. And make some decisions in your career that embrace serendipity and then sometimes risky. I mean, it's ironic because when you are in those early stages of your career, you think that that's the stage in your career where you are making make or break decisions. If you make the wrong decision, you could end up on the wrong trajectory forever. Now, careers are defined through collecting experiences. And I think you see that reflected now in just the average tenure of people in jobs now. People don't stay in jobs as they once did for 30 or 40 years. People collect experiences. And I think certainly when I look at a resume of somebody that I'm considering hiring, I don't look at kind of how quote unquote loyal they've been to the last company they were with as defined by their tenure there. I look at all the experiences that they've collected in their career. And it doesn't worry me when people have spent 2 or 3 years in companies on their resume. I mean, the old world wisdom would say, oh, I wonder why they can't seem to stay at a company for very long. Is there a problem there or whatever? I look at that and say, wow, they've been really adventurous with their career and they have collected all these amazing experiences. They've been exposed to all these amazing cultures, corporate cultures. They've had a diversity of people they've worked with and worked for. That makes them a very attractive candidate to me. So that would be my advice.
Relaxed, but professional and successful at the same time? Ksenia Barton, communication strategist at LEGO, found the perfect recipe for this.
Relax a bit more, I would say, maybe. and still I'm telling to myself, but I think it's partly good, but I think partly bad. Take things very serious. So I'm taking everything so serious, when I just started my career, I actually didn't sleep nights. I think it's agency part of thing. People are actually spending much more sleepless nights. I've been not sleeping, to be honest, because I've been finishing like in perfection way, just like finishing the presentation and so on. And then, for example, meeting didn't happen or loads of different factors, or it was good, but it didn't worth it sometimes. So I think I would tell myself a bit more, do the good job, but relax a bit more. I'm not telling about kind of like stay low, don't try to initiate something, but a bit kind of take it a bit less
to the heart.
Because when you're taking it to the heart, you are a bit losing sometimes air perspective and you are becoming a bit more biased. But I think you really, and especially as a strategist, you really need to be maybe a bit like a journalist, saying a bit like, I've got loads of sources, loads of opinions, loads of kind of streams, and evaluate them but not really have got your own, opinion and push towards it because that's your perspective, but try to get loads of different insights because there are no, I would say when we are working on communications, it's very rarely we are targeting on only one specific persona. Usually there are quite a lot of them and you need kind of constantly try different shoes and find something what will work for them. So I think maybe I would change my mind in the future about the advice to myself. But to be honest, I would turn to myself, say like, good job, relax a bit.
Elena Bersatsky, Global Marketing Strategy Manager at Deliveroo, comes with 2 great tips. Don't be afraid to put as many questions as you need to go, but also stay aware of your mental health.
I actually have 2 pieces of advice. So the first one would be always question things.
I love this one.
Because I realized that lots of marketers, and not all just marketers, but like lots of professionals, they do not question and they don't look at data and they don't try to understand the core of the problem. They look at, like the consequences or the symptoms and they react based on those instead of actually looking at the data and saying, okay, what is the underlying problem? So definitely that, and not be afraid to voice your opinion even if you're young or older, or it doesn't matter how many years you have of experience, if you notice something, just say it. Don't be afraid. Because I feel like younger professionals might have this problem for sure. And I had it as well, being afraid and like thinking that I might not be correct. Yeah. But again, people are smarter these days. Younger professionals could notice things that the older professionals might not. You know, everyone lives in their box as well. So yeah, this would be definitely one of the pieces of advice I would give. And then the second bit is take care of your mental health. I think that lots of professionals are too busy, you know, with their careers, and they forget about, you know, their mental health and staying sane while doing that. And usually young professionals are the ones to actually really ignore their mental health. So definitely like taking breaks and doing something else outside work. And also this would actually help them improve their creativity and their productivity. Right. So yeah, that's another one I would give me. I didn't make this mistake myself. So that's why like that if I knew it back then, that it would still be okay if I didn't work 24 hours out of 24 hours, I would have probably stopped a bit and just relaxed.
Kristin Laurie, former brand marketing manager at Airbnb, would have loved to know at the beginning of her career not to let problems overwhelm her.
So I think the one piece of advice I would give myself is when you're launching big campaigns, there are going to be things that go wrong, but it's not the end of the world and they can't be fixed. I think a lot of times when I started out doing these big campaigns, a little thing would go wrong and it would derail for me personally. And I wish that I, at that moment, would have the foresight that I have now to say there is a solve for most problems. So I think that I would give any marketer that's just starting out, yes, things are going to go wrong, but it's going to be okay. And we're going to be able to solve them in the long run. So I think that would be my biggest piece of advice for myself.
How did you manage to make that switch, you know, that mental switch inside yourself so that you realize that everything is solvable. And if not, you know, it's not the end of the world. How did you transition to that from where you were in the beginning?
So I think that that comes with time and experience. I think that once you see that nothing is perfect when it comes to a marketing campaign, there's always going to be little blips. That's really where like the switch flipped for me, because I realized, you know, situations that I'm going to be able that are going to be a little bit tougher than others, but I can't let it be the end of the world. I need to make sure that I'm able to solve the problem versus letting the problem get bigger than me. Yeah. But that comes with time. I don't feel that that's something that you learn right away, but I wish that I would have known that as a younger marketer.
Dave Smith, brand strategist, says that in order to be a great marketer, you always have to look at the data.
Well, it's an important question, because hindsight is so important, and I would like to think that when you provide somebody with advice, that you're giving them the best advice. So I don't say this lightly when I say that the biggest thing I would want to get people starting off in marketing is that there is no art without science. And to state it more plainly, data-driven insights are imperative to everything that you do in brand marketing. I think that, you know, it's important to have an eye for creative, but as someone once told me in business school, plainly, you are not a creative. And it took me a while to understand what they meant, you know, as someone who literally identified as a creative person. But once again, that comes with the naive nature of somebody who's trying to learn. But basically what he meant was, you know, you are not being paid to provide this service. You're being paid to assess, right? To give your opinion and to add it to another pile of components that add to a broader strategy, right? Whereas that creative that's providing you that information is doing it solely, yes, they're using context, but more so for them, it's like, no, this piece goes right here. And I'm going to tell you why this piece goes right here. But all that being said, none of those pieces should go anywhere without understanding why, you know, so whether that's working with your CMI team or being, you know, sharp on your Nielsen or IRI data, just being able to tell a story with the data. You know, experience and gut are important, but they come after the experience of making decisions rooted in data and being able to, you know, take those key actions to get results.
Do marketers know how important networking is at the beginning of their careers? Michael Knox, head of creative at Roller, talks more about this.
Yeah, I think there are a couple of things that I look back on that. I think networking, I don't think that networking, being connected, like seeking that out, understanding the, I know the benefit of having a coffee with someone is really something that is taught to creatives, if you like. I think it's more creative people in agencies or in businesses that tend to be a little bit more individual or will be in a team and they'll stay in that team, or maybe the ambition level means they don't necessarily spread out and connect as such. And I think that that whole idea of networking, and it's not really like something that's taught at, yeah, you know, business schools probably, but, you know, any kind of creative business schools, it's not really something. So I wish that I had been better at that. And then the other thing, to your point, I think creatives aren't really encouraged to understand the business, to understand how the business makes money, to understand, yeah, where, you know, what it actually means to balance a P&L. And not that I think that they necessarily need to, but in shaping and growing a team and kind of getting enough people around you, understanding what things cost can really help you structure a debate or, you know, an argument around why you could invest in people in the creative area. And I think they were just kind of like two places that, I think that may have changed now. There might be more focus on that. But those type of skills of networking and understanding how the business works seems to have been more the reserves of, you know, different parts of the business and not necessarily creatives.
That's all for today's episode. I hope you've enjoyed looking back on this inspiring perspectives about the best practices for young professionals as much as I did. This is the last special episode of this season. At the beginning of 2021, we'll come back with a fresh new batch of stories from our industry's top marketers. Don't forget to subscribe to People of Marketing on your favorite podcast app to be the first who'll know when we're coming back. Thank you for listening and keep rocking.